Well, Coach, first I'll get your thoughts on the game you played last night in Prince Albert.
Well, you know what? We came out strong, and we had a 2-0 lead going into the second period, and we kind of gave up. We didn't give up a soft goal in the first goal, just a bad mistake by one of our 16-year-olds, and that's part of the Western Hockey League. You live and die by it. But then they got back into it in the third period and tied up 2-2, and I thought the third goal was a little bit soft by our goalie. So we played our young kid last night. He's been playing very well for us and giving us a chance to win, and you can see by his goals against and his save percentage, he's pretty solid. So it's we let one slip away. We had some great chances to score last night, and obviously Stevens was the difference, but... you know what, I didn't think we played a bad game. Our power play has been kind of dry for two games. We've been living off that for the last 10 games. But 5-on-5 and power play, I thought we've been a little bit weak here the last two games, and we got to pick it up a little bit.
You haven't been on the road very much this season, and you're going on an extended trip here, off to Kamloops and Prince George here and Kelowna this coming week. Do you feel like it's good for the team to get away here?
Yeah, it is. You know what, we're going to head off to Medicine Hat tonight and spend the night there, then go into Banff for a day just to kind of relax and then break up the trip into Kamloops here on Tuesday. And obviously, it's a huge road trip. You're playing against Swift Current and PA in your conference, and then you got to go out and play two very good hockey clubs, and then you got to get PG back-to-back. So it's a tough road trip for us, but we've got to get some points out of it and try and get a split here in the first two games.
Have you felt about the way your season's gone so far? Certainly there's been a lot of good moments. You still have a very good record. There were some times where you had a hard time scoring goals. In general, how have you felt about the way you guys have been playing?
A little spotty right now. I think we're playing better now the last five games than we were the five before that. But we miss a defenseman like Martin Gurnett on our back end. Provides a lot of offense. But, the addition of David Musil and obviously the emergence of a Keegan Lowe and Griffin Reinhardt and Cody Corbett, we still feel we have a strong back end, but we've got to generate a little more offense 5-on-5, and I still don't think we've hit our stride yet, and that's a scary thing about our hockey club, because once we get there, that it'll be pretty scary.
Well, you mentioned that Gernot not being here, and he's a guy who generates a lot from the back end, and do you feel that element has been missing to some degree? I know Musil's known more as a two-way guy, a real hard-nosed defenseman. Do you think he can add some offense, though, as well?
Yeah, he can. He added some last night, jumped up on a play, made a couple nice plays, got some pucks on that, but, Marty's a 60-point guy. And you don't find those too easily in the Western Hockey League. So we'll have him back after Christmas. And then obviously, losing Mark Pizzik to the pros, he's a big part of our back end. But, we've got a couple young kids that were playing, Dyson Mayo, Steve Schmorkoff. And, we expect guys like Ashton Sautner and Cordy Corbett to take a step. And right now, Cordy has taken a step, but we're still waiting for Ashton.
Brassois doesn't have Brassois-like numbers so far this year. Has there been some ups and downs for him? And do you feel like he's starting to right the ship?
He is. He's winning games, which is the important part. You look at his win losses, he's 6-1-1. But, you'd like to see his save percentage above a 9, and his goals against is coming down right now. So he'll find his way as we go along here. But, he's got a young kid pushing him, and we got a great tandem in the back end. But, LB's going to start tonight. He'll start Tuesday in Kamloops, and we're going to try and get him in the next three games.
Looking at your forward group, certainly you had some guys who departed last year, and you've had some other guys step up to fill roles. Who are some players you feel like this year have stepped into bigger roles and made a leap forward?
Well, Curtis Lazar, he had a great playoff for us last year in Memorial Cup, but he's obviously taken a step in our team. We expect him to probably score a few more goals and assists than he's got right now, but he's the type of kid that can get heated up pretty quick. He's playing through an injury right now, so obviously that's a bit of an issue with him. But right now, Travis Juwanek and Mitch Moroz have moved up the ladder a little bit. And, they're playing in that third line spot, that check and roll. They're a physical part of our hockey club. But the big three there, Foster, Ruck, and St. Croix are the guys that can produce points. But they've got to make sure they play in both ends of the ice, and that's something that we stay on it pretty hard.
Your special teams has been fantastic so far this season. Do you feel like that's really been carrying the mail for you?
Well, it's everything's on a team philosophy, right? We want to make sure that our special teams are top five in the league. And our penalty kill was right up there right from the start. Our power play had to work to get there. But right now, we haven't scored a power play goal in the last two games. We've had some great looks, and that happens, right? That's part of the game. But we got to make sure that when we generate 5-on-5 play and we're working hard, we're going to generate power plays. When we generate power plays, we've got to take advantage of them.
What do you expect from the matchup with the Broncos?
Well, Broncos have a very good hockey club. They've got goaltending this year. They got a great back end. They've got pretty good depth up front. So they're a team that plays hard, and they play hard at home here. They've had a great start to the season, and I think they're going to be a team that's going to be in that top eight.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.